What's up, everybody? This is Nick Brent. Thanks for joining us for a Circuit Rider podcast. To know us, we are a YWAM missions movement in Huntington Beach, California, with a passion to save the lost, revive the saved, and train them all. You are listening to a Circuit Rider podcast.
You guys give it up for Joel. Yeah.
Man, I wish I could speak without a mic.
I feel like, I guess I need a mic, don't I?
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
Okay, can we give it up for the Spirit of Jesus?
Oh, it's going to be a fun night. We're going to talk about the Holy Ghost. It's going to be so good. I feel like we worship all night.
Don't worry, bro, your strength cap. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. Don't you worry. We could have done that all night, but I felt like we need to talk a little bit about the Holy Ghost, and we need to tell some funny stories. And then we need to let him come and do what he does best, which is encounter our hearts. It's going to be really fun. Man, the Holy Spirit, okay. Who's the Holy Spirit? Who's the Holy Spirit? The Spirit of Jesus. He's here on the earth right now. Now, Jesus is not in the flesh right now, but the Spirit of Jesus is here, right? Right now. Some call him the Holy Ghost. I like that one. The Holy Ghost. And he is God. Everybody say he's God. So he's not a feeling. He's not an emotion. He's not a goosebump. He's God.
He's God.
Oh man, and he's way better than drugs. He's way better than anything the world can offer. And some of you guys are like, what is this guy talking about? Don't worry. If you're ready to receive tonight, he's going to show you some stuff. Because he's God, and I know what he wants to do tonight. And I remember at McDonald's at 9 p.m. one evening young. Alright? And I was getting some coffee at McDonald's. And I was just telling the cashier, Jesus loves you. You know, I'm just like, Jesus is awesome. He's like, okay, cool. And then I start the fry cook. Jesus loves you. And then he's like, okay, cool. You know, they're like, what's going on with this kid, right? And these two kids walk in, right? And they're like kind of my age. I was like 19 at the time. And they're like, come in. And I was like, hey guys, Jesus thinks you're awesome. And they're like, what? And I was like, let me buy your food. And they were like, why would you say that, you know? And I was like, I don't know. It just kind of came out, you know? I just think Jesus thinks you're awesome. They're like, no, dude, you don't understand. I was like, I don't understand. Please tell me. You know, what happened, right? Turns out, these two young men, gentlemen, were seniors in high school at Effort of Pennsylvania, and they were actually two of the biggest drug dealers in the area. Would you know about that? And then that morning, Dennis calls up his buddy Jeremy and was just had a moment when the Spirit of Jesus kind of hit his heart, and he called up his buddy and was like, dude, I don't know what's going on, but we gotta get right with God. Wow. I'm not kidding. And he's like, I just felt this in my heart, like, I don't know what to do about it. And then Jeremy was like, same thing. I don't know what to do about it. And they're like, do you want to meet at McDonald's to talk about it? So then what happened? The first thing that said that happened when they came to McDonald's was some crazy guy with the Eagle smiles that Jesus thinks you're awesome.
Wow. Let's go.
Is that a divine setup or what?
Let's go.
So now I preach the gospel to him, I give it back to Jesus. Guess what? I bring him back to my house for a sleepover 4 days later. So that happened. And I pray for them to get baptized with the Holy Ghost, right? And they, just like tonight is going to happen to you guys, they're sitting there, like, and he just gently looks at me and he's like, I have done every drug imaginable. He's like, I've done ecstasy, I've done coke, I've done LSD, I've done all this stuff. I cannot explain. There's nothing better than what I'm feeling right now.
Come on!
That's the Spirit of Jesus, right? And he's the one who comes and gives us life forevermore, right? He gives us the true joy. So we're going to tell some more funny stories like that. But first, you might be wondering, who is Joel Bomberger? Okay. Well, Joel Bomberger grew up in a little town called Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, among the Amish and the Mennonite, and I was the youngest of six. Okay, anybody else have bigger families than six? Raise your hand. All right, we got some big families. Most people are like, six? That's way too many. I'm like, listen, my sister right now, guys, I have 27 nieces and nephews. My sister just had her eighth.
My oldest brother just had his sixth. My other sister had her sixth. My other sister had her fifth. And my other brother has 3.5. So I'm telling you, we know how to reproduce, refruit, and multiply. I know what else you're thinking. Man, this is gonna be so fun tonight. I hope that you guys are gonna have fun tonight. It's gonna be great. You might also be wondering, this shirt is just so cool. Where did you get this shirt? Joel, I want to know. It says, McLeod, the annual Race in Peace McLeod shirt. This shirt was given to me by my 5-year-old son, Father's Day. Okay? Because we watch a YouTube video every night of the die-cast car racing league, everybody, okay? And so they race these die-cast cars, and it's like a setup, man. Like, there's like a thing, and on one of the races, these announcers on YouTube, when McLeod Vans, he's right there, fell off the edge of the racetrack. Oh, no. So they made a song about it and everything. McLeod, I'm missing you. McLeod, okay, you guys aren't liking this one. Come on, this is a heartfelt moment. McLeod. So he got the Race in Peace McLeod shirt. So I shout out Leo, my son. It's amazing. Last story I need to share. What do I need to share? That's it. Tonight we're going to talk about the Holy Ghost. We're going to talk about how to receive his power. We're going to talk about how to continually seek him, to be continually filled. And then we're going to talk about how to obey him.
Okay.
Okay?
Go there. Go there.
Because it's about obeying him. Holy Spirit is just with you all the time. And all you have to do is obey him. Obey his nudges. And sometimes you have to receive his power before you have the ability to obey his nudges. I was at the airport today, and my goodness, my flight, I missed it. That's a whole other story. I've never missed a flight. That was like hundreds of flights I've ever done, right? I go up to the lady, and I was just literally like shaking, like I cannot believe I missed my flight because I was so sad, and I almost started crying. And then immediately the Holy Spirit's like, she's praying. And the Holy Spirit becomes like, oh. And I was just like, okay, cool. So I was like, hey, is your back bothering you? And she said, it used to bother me. That's crazy. I'm like, wow, interesting. So I prayed for her right there. And she said, wow, I met a lot. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. And then I was over at my other gate. I had like 2 hours there, and this person walked by me. And the Holy Spirit, it can just be a nudge, right? This guy walks by me, and I just feel this pain in my back. And I was like, I wonder if that guy has pain in his back. That's kind of crazy. And then all of a sudden, I felt this pain right here. I was like, I wonder if that guy has pain in his back. Okay. So I just walk up to him. They're all masked up. And I was just like, hey, I just want to ask, can I share with you guys like a spiritual sense I got? And they're like, sure. And I was like, well, this is crazy. But you know, God just, I feel like God told me he wants to heal you guys and I need to pray for you. And they're like, okay. And I was like, is your back bothering you or like something with your heart? And he just looks at me. And he's like, well, yeah, my back actually bothers me all the time. And he's gonna have heart palpitations. I didn't know that, but guess what? Holy Ghost knows that. So I got to pray with him right there, and he's just like, what is going on? So we have to receive his power and obey him quickly. I'm still working on the obeying him quickly thing. I'm going to tell two stories in my teenage years, because the other thing people always wonder is, Joel, how old are you really, right? Because I feel like I just graduated like last year. In fact, this is like my crew. I am like ready to go all night. And whenever I'm on TikTok, okay, anybody on TikTok, you guys are TikTokers out there? Hallelujah. And whenever a TikTok in your mind does like pretty well, you know, I always get the random comments of people like, dude, you're like somewhere in, like you look like you could be 50 or like 15. What's going on, you know? And I'm like, yeah, it's because I got like the triple chins going on here, but yet I also still got like the youthful energy, right? So anyway, I'll leave that to a mystery. But where was I? When I was a young lad, warthog. I remember in my rebellious days sneaking out of my house because my parents wouldn't let me have a girlfriend, and I would go over to her house and I would go into a room and we would do all sorts of adult-like activities. It was not good, you know what I'm saying? And I was a like total rebellious child, alright? I grew up Christian, but I did all the stuff that all of you guys know about and some of you have probably done. But guess what? The Holy Ghost can free you from all that. And I remember, when I was a young warthog, And I'm walking back, and it was like 2 miles, okay, through like cornfields to get to this girl's house. I'm walking back, and the Holy Spirit, guess what? Even while you're singing, he's there. And all of a sudden, I felt this like, he's just like, I felt this thought. Because guess what? The Holy Spirit often just comes like a thought. And he's just like, I don't want you to do that again. And in the moment, I was like, anybody else ever feel like a conviction moment? You know, you feel it on your own. And I wasn't sure if I was like scared of the dark or scared of the Holy Ghost or like what, but I was just you know, just like, please don't let somebody jump out of the cornfield right now. And then guess what? I did it again anyway. And in fact, I mean, it just got wild. It got worse, you know, the whole, all throughout high school, I was not obeying the voice of the Holy Ghost. I was like, and I, it just got wild. You know, I was addicted to pornography for 6 years. And I was like, I went to Christian counseling for it, couldn't get free of it. I'm telling you guys, I had some stuff happen in my past, right? You know, I was like sexually assaulted when I was like 8, right? I was doing pornography, I was sleeping with girls, I was like doing bisexual acts, I was doing all sorts of stuff, alright? I was partier, all that stuff, all while I was calling myself a Christian. And then I had another moment where the Holy Ghost spoke to me, and it turned out a little bit different. Because if we obey his voice, he sets us free. So the next moment was my senior year. And I'm telling you, my high school days got a little bit wild. I was the popular kid. I had a good life. I had a Volkswagen Golf. That was this far off the ground, all right? I was pretty good at snowboarding.
That's tough.
It was tough. I remember the first time driving it, and I hit this, like, little bump, and, like, sparks flew everywhere, and, like, my oil pan just immediately went, like, ah! What? It's still a car. It still works. It's great. This is what happened. I went up to snowboard in Vermont, driving home from snowboarding, first day of the year. Snowboards fall off the roof of my car. Crazy. Don't ever weld your own roof rack, everybody. And all of a sudden, there's tractor trailer trucks swerving everywhere. And I'm like, going off to the side of the road, like, what is happening? And then my friend just booking back. Like, we gotta get the snowboards. And I'm like, I'm gonna pray. So I like kneel down and just like pray, because that's a good Christian thing to do, even though I wasn't living really like a Christian, right? And then a thought comes to my mind. Who is it? Holy Ghost. And he says, I want you to give up snowboarding and follow me. And I was like, huh, that's a thought, isn't it? And I was like, doesn't sound like an interesting thought to me. I would much rather go snowboarding. And I was just like, I don't know about that. But long story short, and I actually repented.
Come on.
Change the way you act. It wasn't just to like, oh God, I'm so sorry. It was like, okay, I guess I'll actually do something about this. And then I actually gave up snowboarding and instead read through the Bible in 90 days. And I went, what?
Yeah.
I've read through the Bible in 90 days. It's like 70 chapters a day. It is crazy town. But holy smokes, it changed my life. And then there was a moment in the middle of that winter when I received the power of the Holy Spirit. And in one single moment, I was set free from addiction to pornography. I was set free from depression, from suicidal thoughts. I was set free from all of that stuff. And the Holy Spirit power, as I continually seeked him, because I obeyed him, changed my life forever. I've never been the same ever since. So, you already had some moments of repentance last night, but the power is coming tonight. So what do I say? Receive power.
Receive power.
Continually seek.
And obey him.
We're going to go in the book of Acts. Here we go. Acts 1:5. Jesus, he went. Are you guys good? Are you okay if you open some scripture?
Yeah. This is going to be good.
We got it.
This is going to be good. Okay, Acts 1:5. I'm going to share a few more stories, share a few more scriptures, and then we're going to get after it, okay? Okay, Acts 1:5. Jesus already, he rose from the dead. He's about to ascend into the sky. Everybody say ascend.
Ascend.
And then he tells his disciples this wonderful thing. He says, I want you to not leave Jerusalem in verse 4 of Acts.
One.
I want you to not leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which said you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Everybody say baptized.
Baptized.
You will not be baptized. You will not be baptized. Not just you, but baptized.
Baptized.
So when they come together, they were super confused by this statement. And they were like, well, Lord, is this the time when you were restoring the kingdom to Israel? How many times when you get into the middle of a conversation with somebody, somebody's immediately just talking about the Jesus return, right? Every time you start talking about something that God wants to do, like, Jesus is coming back really soon. That's exactly what the apostles, they were like, we need to wait to Jerusalem. Is now the time that you're restoring the kingdom? It's amazing. And he's like, guys, it's not for you another time. I'm going to do something different. Check this out. Verse 8. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and Judea, Samaria, and even to the most parts of the earth. Everybody say this. You will receive power.
You will receive power.
When the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
The Holy Spirit has come upon you.
And you shall be my witnesses.
You shall be my witnesses.
Say, receive power.
Receive power.
Upon you.
Upon you.
Be my witness.
Be my witness.
So the first thing is that the Holy Ghost loves to give you power. It's really cool. And here's the thing. They had already had the Holy Spirit because in John 20, 22, Jesus breathes on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit. How many of you guys ever got like breathed on in like a charismatic meeting before? Anybody in the room? And you're never sure if it does anything or if you're just like a subject to their bad breath. You're really like, I got breathed on, bro. Like, you're like, somebody's like, when you're kind of, I think the prayer would work if you don't have a breath. But you know, how many know when Jesus in the flesh breathes on you and says, receive the Holy Spirit, you actually receive the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah. So they receive the Holy Spirit. But then a little bit later, he says, now wait until you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. Make it make sense. Why do you do that? Because the word baptized literally just means immersed. You know what else that word is used for? Pickles. I'm not even kidding. It's like if you dye clothes and they change the fabric of the color, or if you put like a cucumber in a pickle jar and it changes the nature of the cucumber. So we're about to get pickled in the Holy Ghost tonight. Because listen, the Holy Spirit comes inside of you. You can't even say Jesus is Lord unless you have the Holy Ghost. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians 12, 3. But then he says you've got to wait to receive power. Everybody said receive power.
Receive power.
Because the power is what? To be a witness.
Yes.
So it's different. Power changes you to do something extraordinary. Check this out. Peter was the most zealous guy, right? Our boy Pete, he was the first guy to step out of the boat. Right? He was the one who was like, I will never deny you, Jesus. Just like I was on the side of the road, you know, walking up to my girlfriend's house saying, I will never deny you, God. Right? He's like the most zealous guy. But guess what Jesus says to our boy Pete? He's like, hey, Peter, Satan has demanded to sift you like wheat, and you're going to deny me three times now. And he was like, I will never deny you. How many of you guys had a moment like that? Where you're like, please, I'm not denying you. Peter is like, wait, you guys are a room full of zealous Peter-like leaders. It's awesome. But what happened? Huh? In front of what? A servant girl. Jesus is getting accused. A servant girl comes up and is like, yo, weren't you with that guy, Jesus? I saw you with him. He's like, And how many of you guys have come to a situation that you thought you were going to be good at, and you vehemently, like me on the side of the road, were like, I'm never going to do that again. But then when push came to shove, and when all of a sudden things got really intense, you had no ability within you to say no. Am I the only one? Peter was the same way. He denied him three times. Then what happens? Holy Spirit power comes. You guys know Acts 2, right? Holy Spirit comes down, fire falls. And what happens? Holy Spirit comes upon. Everybody say upon. He got pickled, right? And now, the difference was he stood up in front of an entire nation, and he was like, the same people that literally just crucified Jesus. He literally just watched Jesus' skin just fillet off his flesh, right? He literally just watched his crucifying. And the same people that crucified Jesus, he stands up in front of them and says, you guys killed the Lord of glory. You're responsible for this. Get right with God. Do you think that takes some boldness?
Yeah.
He denied Jesus before in front of a servant girl, and now the same Pete is in front of an entire nation, and he said, you killed him! It's because you he had the Holy Ghost power? Yeah. Do you want the Holy Ghost power?
Yes.
Do you think you need the Holy Ghost power?
Yes.
Do you know that you already have the Holy Spirit inside of you?
Yes.
But do you know there's more the Holy Spirit wants to give you?
Yes.
Do you know he wants to come upon you?
Yes.
To receive power to overcome. Like in my life, it was a night just like this, my senior year, I was 17 years old. And I had been continually seeking God every day, reading the Bible. Bible's good for you. Because it's continually seeking. I chose to obey by giving up snowboarding to seek God. And a month in, somebody was like, hey, I just feel like something needs to be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. If anybody, just come up. And I remember, I was like, I am not leaving this room until I have the Holy Spirit power in my life.
Okay.
Hunger and faith is what attracts the Holy Ghost. You tonight will get as much as you want to get of him. I'm serious. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with KJ. It has nothing to do with the band. It has everything to do with how much do you want it.
Yes.
And I remember going from like, I am not leaving. Because guys, I was addicted to porn for 6 years. I was depressed. I was like, I do not have the ability within myself to say no to this thing. I need the Holy Ghost power. And I'm not leaving until I have the Holy Ghost power. And they prayed for me, and I just started crying, snot. You know, I think that some of you guys probably had a little bit of that last night. You know, there's like a puddle on the floor. And you're like, I'm sorry for the janitor. And I left that room, and I remember I walked out, and I was literally like, I will never be the same.
Yeah.
Because I felt electricity course through my veins.
Come on.
And that moment, the next time temptation for pornography, masturbation came up, I remember all of a sudden I had another thought. You don't need to do that anymore. But guess what? I have power. Say no.
Power. Come on.
I have power. And I remember literally in the moment, all of a sudden I was like, I know. And I stopped. And I walked away. I've never done it since. Because his power, everybody say the Spirit of Jesus.
Spirit of
receive
Jesus.
His power, right?
Receive his power.
Okay, but the next one we're going to quick go over, Luke 11. Are you guys doing okay still?
Yes.
This is fun. I told you, I'm going to tell some funny stories. It's great. Receive his power. But the next one is continually seek a continual filling. Because it doesn't matter what you've experienced before. You can experience more and more and more.
Yeah.
Hey, that was good.
Yeah.
That was an alliteration. Say this right here. It doesn't matter what you experienced before. You can experience more and more and more. I came up with that. I do read loud actually to my kids, and it's pretty awesome. Because check this out. In Ephesians 5, Paul says this. He says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Everybody say be filled.
Yeah.
In the Greek, that the tense is actually be continually filled. It's a continual filling. So some of you guys might have had a Holy Ghost encounter 2 years ago, 5 years ago, but you can't ride on a 2 year ago encounter. We need the Holy Ghost power right now. We need to be continually filled. In Acts 2, I'm sorry guys, I'm having so much fun. I don't even preach like this all the time, but I felt like there was joy in the house tonight, and joy was going to break legalism, going to break shame, going to break striving, and I'm just up here having fun. And I know it doesn't matter how eloquent I speak. I know it matters how much the Holy Ghost wants to touch you. Okay?
Yeah.
So I hope you're having fun. I'm having fun. The time of my life. Acts 2, Holy Ghost fills them. Guess what? Acts 4 happens. They pray again, Peter, John, all the apostles, and it says that the Holy Spirit came again, filled them with power, and they spoke the word with boldness. Everybody say again.
Again.
And then what happens in this? I'm doing a little teaching right now. Acts 8, okay? Philip goes to Samaria. And in the Samaria, there's revival breaking up in the town. I'm just telling you, people are getting up out of their beds. People are getting healed. Everybody's getting baptized in water. Everybody say water. But it says that the Holy Spirit had come upon any of them. Everybody say upon. Did they have the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
They did. Because nobody can confess Jesus as Lord without the Holy Spirit. So everybody say, I got the Holy Ghost. But it says the Holy Spirit didn't come upon any of them. So what did they do? They said for Peter and John. the apostles. And Peter was like, oh, I remember when the Holy Ghost came upon me. They need that power. They need that power. Everybody say, I need that power. So he traveled from Jerusalem all the way to Samaria. It's like a 40-mile journey, probably on like a camel or walking. It was a long trek because he knew how important the Holy Ghost power was. That's why I flew here, because I know how important the Holy Ghost power is. It changed my life, right? And in that moment, the Holy Spirit comes upon them. Why am I sharing all these stories? Because it can be, you get saved, you get filled with the Holy Spirit, and then you get filled, and then you get filled, and then you get filled, and God wants to do something different every single time.
Yeah.
Everybody say, be continually filled.
Be continually filled.
What was the first point? Receive power. What was the second point?
Be continually filled.
Be continually filled. I remember I was at a circuit, the first circuit rider school I've ever done. Okay? It was in Los Angeles. Hollywood. And I was a young Lancaster boy, Amish country. I was scared out of my mind. The only thing I knew about Hollywood is that it was like the devil's heartbeat. You know, I was like, I don't know what they're going to see. I'm going to get mugged. I don't know what's going to happen. And they're doing evangelism training. Anybody else scared out of their mind to do evangelism? I'm scared out of my mind to do evangelism. You guys are all bold. That's crazy. Awesome. I was scared out of my mind. I'm preaching at the Burbank Mall, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just arguing with people. Nothing's really happening. And then we have a Holy Ghost power now. I already had a Holy Ghost power, but remember, it's be continually filled. There's more for you, right? There's more. Everybody say, there's more.
There's more.
They invite people to come up to get prayed for and filled with the Holy Spirit. I remember going down like an electric generator got plugged into my eye sockets, you know? I was like, wow, what is happening? And then what happened the next day? I had never seen a single person saved. This is before the Madonna story. I've never seen a single person saved on the streets of my life. The next day, I go down to downtown Hollywood. This guy's passing me, and I was just like, I have to preach the gospel. I have to preach the gospel because I need to do evangelism. Anybody else gets super scared when they have to preach the gospel, right? I'm just like, my heart's beating out of my chest. I'm like, what do I do? I don't know. And then I was just like, you're loved. And he walks by and just looks at me. And I'm like, I didn't even tell him Jesus loves you. That's how pathetic. And I was like, you're loved! And then I like, look, I see him turn around, and he starts coming back. And I was like, what's gonna happen? Is he gonna mug me? Like, you know, I'm like, what's happening? And then all of a sudden, his tears start running up in his eyes. And he's just like, you tell me I'm loved. You know, why did my parents get divorced? Why did my girlfriend kick me out? Why did this happen? He starts going through his all this stuff. And I was like, is this really happening? Why? Because I had the Holy Spirit power on me. He jumped off of me, and even just a statement like, you're loved, changed man's life. I led in the Lord right there. Repented. He did. I led for 4 hours. You guys remember that today, right?
Yes.
Led for 4 hours on the streets of Hollywood. He repented of bitterness towards his parents. He repented for premarital sex, all that stuff. Came to the Circuit Riders tonight. That night, with his friends, front row, worshiping Jesus. Life has changed.
Yes.
Why? Because I received Holy Spirit power.
Yeah, that's so good.
But it was a continual filling. I didn't ride off of the old filling. I needed a new filling for power. In the same way that we see the apostles all through Acts receiving power multiple times. Why? For great exploits. So the Holy Spirit power can come on you for personal freedom, like he did in my life, but then it comes on you to be a witness, to receive power. Everybody say, receive power.
Receive power.
You guys want it tonight?
Yes.
Okay, last one. Obey quickly. Obey quickly.
Tell us.
We got to continue to see. We need to be baptized in power, but then we got to obey quickly. This is a great love story, ready? Last one. I think I promised. No, I didn't promise. Just promise. I had another moment where I'd never seen somebody healed, physically healed in my life. And I got free of sin. You know, I'm getting dreams of the night. The Holy Spirit power's coming on me. It was great. I saw somebody saved. It was awesome. Never seen anybody healed. And in fact, I was so ashamed. I don't know if you ever prayed for anybody for healing, but I remember praying for this person, my mom, my friend's mom, for healing. And it didn't happen. And I felt like the worst. I felt like so ashamed. I literally remember going to my room crying for like 2 hours as a 17-year-old because I was just like, it didn't work. And they probably think I'm so stupid. I'm just being real. And you know, those emotions come up with you, right? Because you feel it all rests on you. It all rests on us. It doesn't. It's the Holy Ghost power. He's the one who does it. So then I remember this crazy guy came, and he started talking about healing. started talking about like miracles, and I was like, is that, that's crazy. He sees that, and this is what he said. He said, God will give it to you if he knows you're going to use it. Write that one down. It'll mess you up. God will give it to you if he knows you're going to use it. You got to obey quickly, man. You got to obey quickly. Because if you believe you received something, you'll actually put it into action. So I remember going up front, and I'm like, man, I'm going to get zapped by the Holy Ghost. You guys are feeling that tonight, right now. You're like, I'm going to get zapped by the Holy Ghost. Anybody feeling that? I feel it. So I go up front, and I'm like, lay hands on my man. Put the hand right here. And he does, and then he was wild. He was like, you know, and I'm like, here he comes. I didn't feel a thing. Nothing. I didn't even feel a goosebump, man. So it sucked. No chills. And I was like, it didn't work. God, why didn't it work? But then I remembered. He said, God will give it to me if he knows you're going to use it. So regardless, because listen, does the Holy Spirit come based on our works or based on our faith?
Faith.
Do we walk by faith or by feelings?
Faith.
Does it matter what you feel or does it matter what you have faith in?
Faith.
Ha! You guys aced the test. So I believe that I received something regardless if I felt anything, and I walked out and I decided to obey quickly. So I was just like, all right. And the first person I see that needs healing, I'm going to pray for him. And the next week, I go and I'm about to go to the Gateway House of Prayer where the whole meeting was, and I just felt this thought. Remember, obey quickly. I felt this thought. It's like, no, you need to go to the worship center. And I was like, that's so weird. Why would I go to the worship center? I've never been to the worship center on a Tuesday night. He's like, you need to go to the worship center. I was like, I literally kept driving to Gateway, and then as I'm driving by Gateway, I felt it so strong, I was like, fine. And I literally turned around and went back to worship center, okay? And then I get to worship center, so it's worship night. And all of a sudden, I was like, I wonder if God wants to do some healing here. I just decided to obey quickly. I had never seen a healing. I had never received a word of knowledge, which is a gift of the Holy Spirit. And I was like, I'm going to get a word of knowledge now. And I just sat there. Get one. I had never done this before. I had no idea what I was doing. But what I was doing, I was believing that God was going to give it to me if he knew I was going to use it. And I knew that God probably wanted to give it to me. So I sat there like, and I was like, I was making it up at that point. I was like a shoulder and knee pain, you know. I was like, yeah, I think that sounds like God. But I had never done this before. So this is what happened. I get up on stage and I tap the worship leader on the shoulder. While he's playing. I'm telling you, sometimes you gotta do some wild things for God. And I believe Gen Z is a pretty wild generation.
Oh yeah!
And I believe that if you guys, if you receive the power, if you continually seek, and if you obey quickly, we can see this world turned upside down for Jesus by you guys in this room. I believe it! You guys believe it?
Yeah.
So I was like, hey bro, I feel like I'm gonna do some healing tonight. I got some words of knowledge.
I didn't know what that meant.
I'd never done a word of knowledge before. What even is that, you know? I was just pulling it out of my back pocket. And he's like, oh, okay, sure, go for it. He literally lets me do it. What? So I'm just like up there like, all right, confidence is key. I'm like, God wants to bring healing. He wants to heal knees and shoulders. Come up front. You know, I had no idea. And like 12 people come up front. And I'm like, it worked. So I'm like, wow. And then... They come up front, first person I pray for you, he comes up, and he's got a broken finger. I was like, why are you up here? That's not a knee or a shoulder, you know? And he's like, I don't know, I just wanted to be healed, right? And I was like, okay, great. And I've never seen healing before. He's got like a cast on his like deal. And I pray for him, God, in Jesus' name, heal him right now. And then he just like pulls off his cast, and he's like, oh my God. And I was like, oh my God. I was more surprised than he was. Because I was like, I've never seen that before. And then I was like, is there any pain? And he's like, well, a little pain, but I could never even move it before this moment. And I was like, we're going to pray again. So I prayed for him again, and then all the pain leaves. It was amazing. Oh. Come on. Oh. The best thing was, the first thing he says is like, now I can play Xbox. And then the next person we pray for, she has bad shoulder pain, bad back pain. I'm praying for her. And then she's like, you're not going to believe this. And I'm like, I probably won't. And she's like, I felt a hand grab my throat, shift it into place, and I felt fire go down my back, and there's no more pain. First thing is I ever saw. Come on. Okay, man, come back on up here. Because we're about to get wild up in here. But what does that mean? Ever since that moment, guys, I'm not even lying. Ever since that moment, every week of my life, I have seen God do a supernatural physical healing.
Amen. Come on.
I'll get a word of knowledge walking into a room. It just happens. And I can't even control it. It just happens. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is upon me. Everybody say upon.
Upon.
This is not Joel. Joel is still the same 14-year-old kid walking on the side of the road in the cornfield, wishing he could do something and he can't. But the Holy Spirit came upon me and now he does things through me.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to receive power tonight?
Oh yeah. Yes. Oh yeah.
But listen, will anybody commit to continually seeking him?
Yes.
Will anybody commit to obeying him quickly?
Yes.
Because you can receive a power moment right here. But then you can walk out and not commit to yielding to him when he prompts. All it takes is just a yield. A thought will come into your mind. What do you got to lose? Just get up on that stage. If I wouldn't know, if I never saw that dude, what would happen then? If I wouldn't have said your love to that guy, wouldn't have gotten saved then. If I wouldn't have just said Jesus thinks you're awesome to those kids at McDonald's, what would happen then? All right, let's stand up.
Let's go. That was fire.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm literally not usually like this. I mean, I consider myself a funny guy. But tonight was a little bit next level. But listen, we gotta get out of the religious frame of mind and just get into what the Holy Spirit wants to do. This is so crazy, but I saw while I was driving to Baltimore in my Jeep. I got a Wrangler now. Hallelujah. Man, I had like all the top off and it was 56 degrees over there this morning.
Let's go.
It was the best. And I got struck with so much joy. I was laughing my head off in my Jeep. And I kid you not, I feel like the Lord said that there is an angel of joy that is here tonight to release joy.
Yeah, he is.
And that there is an angel of fire that is going to come and put in his fire. So I feel like tonight that some of you guys are going to get hit with hysterical laughter. And I'm telling you, there is going to be healing. I'm telling you guys, there is going to be healing from sexual sin in your past. There's going to be healing from shame and condemnation. Some of you are going to feel the fire of God hit you. And what is it? It's all the Holy Ghost. And it's not, he works with our emotions, but it's not the emotion, it's God. The Spirit of Jesus. But you got to receive. Last scripture I'm going to read in oh man, this is so good. Oh my gosh. In Luke 11, it says this. Jesus talks about prayer. And he says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive. He who seeks, find. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Listen, that word is keep seeking, keep asking, keep knocking.
Yeah.
Continually seek until you get what you want from the Lord. I don't care what you experience tonight or don't experience tonight. He promises if you keep asking, if you keep seeking, if you keep knocking, he will do it for you. Who's ready to ask, seek, and knock tonight?
Listen. Thanks for listening to a Circle Rider podcast. For our full library of podcasts and more information about the Circuit Riders, visit us at circuitriders.com. To access worship, messages, and training courses, visit us at circuitriders.tv. To get involved with the day-to-day of what we do or see what's happening across the globe, you can follow us at Circuit Riders on Instagram. And finally, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.